96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Raising D.C. speeding ticket fines, crime in the city's homicide rate, and much, much more. We're talking all things D.C. tonight with D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. If you have a question or comment about what's happening in the district, give us a call right now. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You certainly are welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Chairman Mendelson, thank you so much for coming and talking to us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Good evening.
Okay, let me first start with something that was happening today. Mayor Muriel Bowser went on a bit of a tour of the crime lab of the D.C. jail, had a chance to speak to a victim of crime, and she used this to push her crime bill, and she criticized the council for inaction on her crime bill. She said it was announced in August, and she said there's really been no substantive discussion since September or action. What are your thoughts about that?
There's no question that we need to be confronting the increase in homicides in the city. The city, just so that folks understand, there was a significant increase in homicides last year. However, violent crime overall did not increase significantly, something like 1%. So we have to give some attention to what's going on and figure out why there was that increase in homicides. We're not alone. Other jurisdictions, including Prince George's, Montgomery, saw substantial increases in homicides. The mayor introduced legislation in the fall, actually it was in September, as you mentioned. That legislation is not going to be what changes the number of homicides. She had a number of good proposals in there, which the council needs to consider, but it's a little unfair to be pointing fingers at the council and maybe suggesting that somehow crime is the fault of the council. We have a lot of laws on the books as it is. Making a penalty for assault on a bus longer, that is a longer prison term, mm-hmm. That's not what's going to reduce the homicides in the city. And I'm not saying we shouldn't consider the proposals that the mayor put forward, but if she's suggesting that somehow the council's to blame here, that's misplaced.
I can't say that is the case. She just said that she was critical of the council for inaction. With that said, has there been any other kinds of substantive discussion since the bill was introduced? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it?
Well, let me say this also. Since the beginning of September, the council has approved changes to our budget, the city's budget, in response to the mayor's proposals to allow more for police body-worn cameras, to fund a subsidization program for businesses to put cameras on private property. We've put dollars in to hire more civilians in the police department, which would then free up uniformed officers. There are a number of steps that we've already taken. One of the measures that is it's actually several measures in her bill that to me are controversial, are enhanced penalties for certain kinds of crimes. Enhanced penalties for assaults committed on either a metro bus or metro rail, and enhanced penalties for crimes of violence committed at parks, mm-hmm. or in recreation facilities. And this may initially sound good, but what it's really about is just making sentences longer or more likely just giving prosecutors more tools to negotiate plea bargains when prosecutors already have plenty of tools for negotiating plea bargains.
Let me go to the phone lines. I want to dig a little bit deeper before we go on to some other things, but we have people calling in, and I want to make sure that we get as many calls in as possible this evening. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson about all things D.C. Mike calling from Southeast D.C. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, gentlemen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, I got two issues that I want to address.
The first issue as quickly as possible.
It's going to be quick. The first issue that I want to address, I want to know what comprehensive plan of action is a D.C. council member and a mayor office doing to help their poor and working poor registered voters retain their driver's license that they lost through the aggressive ticket program. There's a lot of poor people, working poor people, do not have access to their driver's license because of these aggressive ticket programs, and we're coming into election season right now. The second question that I want to address is, why did the D.C. government close down the last paying recycling company in the District of Columbia, which is Super Savage, but yet left the other recycling companies that don't pay you nothing? There are a lot of poor and working poor families that are reliant on those recycling companies that pay for those recycling goods like plastic, can, and aluminum.
Well, Mike, let me see if he can address both of those questions. First of all, about the driver's license losses because of speeding tickets.
Well, I'm not quite sure what to say there. This is a complaint that I haven't heard very often. If people are found guilty of speeding, they get points. And at some point, if they get enough points, then their driver's license is suspended. As I recall, it's something like 12 points in a two-year period. So they have to be doing a lot of speeding. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure what to say here. I do get it that if people need their car to work and we deprive them of their car because we take away their driver's license, then we're just making it more difficult for them. That makes sense. But on the other hand, I don't think the answer to speeding is to say that you don't get points. We might look at whether the speed limits are reasonable or unreasonable. Mm-hmm. I remember a few years ago, the speed limit in front of Gallaudet on Florida Avenue, which was like six lanes, was 15 miles an hour because it's a school zone. That was a bit ridiculous. But I think that's more appropriate for us to look at than to say that a person can speed and they're not going to get points.
And the recycling center question?
Well, that's a victim of the soccer stadium. And the soccer stadium was very popular when it was put forward. It still is. There are a lot of folks who are looking forward to that being built. It's something that we have to deal with or that we have to confront, and I think we haven't really confronted with it, and that is that there is a need in a city for industrial uses. Mm-hmm. And Super Salvage is an industrial use. We can't just simply drive out all of industrial uses and have nothing but soccer stadiums, office buildings, and condominiums. So it does raise a larger issue, but this complaint in particular, Super Salvage was the victim, if you want to call it that, of the soccer stadium.
I see. Mike, thank you so much for your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. We will take as many calls as possible in addition to some other questions that we have for him, so you're certainly welcome to call and share your thoughts or questions. Let's go to Ray calling from Southeast D.C. He has a question about speeding tickets, and so do why, but go ahead, Ray.
So, I'm a father, too. I'm born and raised in the district. I help build the new. I work hard. I can't even afford to even buy in my own community. So, my question is that y'all making everything so expensive in the district. Every time you turn around, a new building going up and something else to rent is outrageous. But yet, the council, all y'all can do is sit around and determine that speeding for $1,000 for one ticket, and if you don't pay it, then it doubles to $2,000. And now, if I get a speeding ticket, because maybe I'm speeding once to try to get to work, I have to decide, should I pay my rent, which is $1,100,
Well, Ray, let me stop you there, because this is a huge issue, obviously, that you have brought up, and I have lots of questions. Let's talk first of all about this $1,000 ticket fine. Where did that come from? What is that about? Last week, the mayor was saying that maybe staff had jumped the gun on that. What's your take on this proposal?
Well, I'm not going to second guess the finger pointing, but it came out of the Bowser administration, this proposal to raise a number of fines. The idea behind it is to try to make our streets safer. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That vision, it's actually called Vision Zero, to reduce the number of fatalities to zero. I think that the strategy of raising fines is misplaced. So the gentleman who calls who says that the $1,000 fine is outrageous, I agree. And in fact, it reminds me of what happened in Virginia maybe a decade ago. You may remember on that they increased the fine for speeding on Interstate 95 to $1,500. I mean, they had to retract very quickly.
I do remember that, yes.
You know, nobody likes to get a ticket. And let's just keep that in mind. Nobody likes to get a ticket. The first caller was complaining about tickets. And, you know, we don't like to get tickets if it's $25. So you don't need to make it $1,000. Now, for instance, one of the proposals is to increase the fine for hitting a bicyclist from $50. Well, you hit a bicyclist, I think $50 is a little bit too low. But and on the other hand, you know, so you cut in front of a bus, and right now it's maybe a $100, $200 ticket, and we're going to make it a $250 or $500 ticket. I don't think we accomplish anything with that other than to just make people angry.
Well, there was a meeting. I think it's a committee hearing coming up this week on this issue. First of all, is this a hearing where people can come and it's open to the public where they can speak?
Yes.
And so what time is
that? Again, the proposal for increasing the fines came from the administration. It did not come from the council. But the Committee on Transportation and Environment is having a hearing on this, and the public will be able to use that as a forum to speak out about these fines. I don't know anybody who supports the $1,000 ticket. The one thing I'm a little concerned about is that folks are going to focus on the $1,000 ticket and not pay attention to the other ones. But very few tickets should be $500 or even $250.
Okay.
We accomplish our goal, which is to get motorists to want to comply with the law or avoid getting a ticket by fines that are of a lesser amount.
Okay. Well, Ray, there you have it. Let me
add one other thing.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, if the fine is $1,000, a police officer is probably not going to issue the ticket. And what do you get then? You know, what you want is you want enforcement. And we've seen this with criminal penalties as well. If you make the penalty too high, then the enforcers often will do something else. They'll give a lesser fine something else, or they'll just give a warning. We don't accomplish anything there. We just get people angry with these higher fines. We don't change behavior, and we probably even get less enforcement.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking all things D.C. with D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson. Lines are open, and we will continue to take your calls. We are going to take a very quick break. So if you are on the phone, Daryl from D.C., that includes you, please do not hang up. We will be taking your calls, so please stay tuned. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Line still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us. The Howard